Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley live on a Sunday. If it's Sunday, guess what? What is it, Sam? What is it? What's that special message coming to me only on this one day of a week? It is the Spiritual Every Day is Sunday podcast where I give back in the form of a, geez, come on, can we call it a sermon? I don't know. I mean, I'm not really a pastor, but I got a little bit of something working inside of me that's the Holy Spirit. And yes, I believe in God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. So hey, that's what I'm going to be preaching about today. If that makes your socks go up and down, come on in, man. We'd love to have you. If not, why don't you stick around anyway? It's not that it's a bad message, all right? It's actually a very uplifting message, and here's how it goes. Today's message, it'll be short and sweet, all right? Probably listen to this on the way to the grocery store or the gas station or just a quick errand, all right? I want you to hear this message. Are you of this world or are you in this world? Are you of this world or are you in this world? Being of this world, I don't want to be that guy. I used to be that guy. I used to be of this world. I used to buy things I couldn't afford with money I didn't have to impress people I didn't even like. I used to be that individual who focused on all the plaques and awards and all the trophies and nice cars. I used to be that individual, and deep down, I hated it. I hated who I was. I was always just miserable because I could never buy enough. I could never just find enough stuff to satisfy me. I'd buy a new plasma TV, come home, unwrap it, and be like, this is awesome. Kind of. And then about a week later, I'm like, why did I get this again? I mean, yeah, I don't mind watching. I mean, the Bengals are still the Bengals, regardless if you're watching them on a high-def TV or not. They still suck. Okay. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. This is a spiritual podcast. Got to watch what I say. They're still not very good. Okay. And then when the credit card bill would come the following month, whether I put it on a Circuit City, a Best Buy, or a Visa or MasterCard, I'd be like, whoa, $2,500? What could I have done with 2,500 smacks instead of buying a TV? And just add it to the list, whatever. Have you ever bought something and then you brought it home, you unwrapped it, you looked at it? It's kind of cool. Maybe it was a piece of furniture, an appliance or something. Like, unless it was something that you really, really needed, like a stove or refrigerator. I'm talking about whatever. Fill in the blank. You know what I'm talking about. A toy. You ever bought a toy, brought it home, unwrapped it? You're like, oof. I don't know, man. Have you ever been unsatisfied with a time when you gave to somebody? Did you ever come home after doing a favor for a friend in need, somebody who maybe needed a meal? Let's use that specific example. Have you ever brought a meal to someone who really needed it? Maybe it was a shut-in, an elderly lady. I grew up, when I was in eighth grade, we had Meals on Wheels delivered to our home because my mom was out of work for 3 months after she broke her hip. Fell asleep in a chair, drank too much, tried to get up at 2 in the morning, fell and broke her hip. Just a fragile old lady. And I was only in the eighth grade. I had to take care of my mom in a hospital bed in our living room in, what would that have been, 1982. 81, 82, somewhere in there. You grow up fast when you're taking care of a mom. And I mean, that's changing. You know, she would use the commode, which was just a bucket in the living room. And I would have to go empty the bucket twice a day. I'd have to give her another bucket full of water. She could bathe herself. I'd have to bring her underwear to her, her clothes, put them on, all that stuff. I'm in eighth grade, guys. That's it. And I'm not even saying I had it very good back then. Or very bad, rather. You know, you always look to somebody else. Somebody always has it worse than you do. But growing up with that type of stuff, when people would bring us food, I'm like, damn, you have no idea, man. You have no idea how much this means to us. And these were friends of the family. Like, they would bring us soups and breads and salads and stuff I never even ate, you know. We very rarely had a salad with a meal. Hell, it was just every man for himself, you know, feed yourself. When it was just me and mom, It'd be a pizza here. She tried to make, she worked a 3 to 11 shift as a nurse, so she tried to make dinner before she left for work, and I got home. We were like two shifts passing in the night. I never saw her. Then I went to bed, and I'd see her the next morning, maybe, if she was up. We'd sometimes go days without seeing each other, and that's when people would show their, you know, just their great spirit. These were great, God-fearing Christian brothers and sisters who would bring us meals and everything that we needed at the time. Sometimes it was just money, man. Just give me, like, I'd see a lady on the street, say, here, how's your mother doing? She's doing great. Here's 20 bucks. Okay. Thanks. Used it for groceries. But have you ever been unsatisfied with doing a good deed for somebody? Ever? I've never have. I know you haven't. How good do you feel when you bring, you go see somebody at the hospital, you bring them a meal at home, maybe you slide somebody 20 bucks, maybe you randomly buy someone's coffee in line at the drive-thru or just anything. You never regret that, right? But how many times have you been, see, that's being in, okay, in the world right now, in the world, just being a blessing in the world, okay? That's what I aim to do. I don't always hit it out of the park. Look, I'm not here on a pulpit. Good Lord knows I'm not that person. But, man, I'm trying. Fresh off an amazing event in Orlando. Thank you if you're listening to this show and you're at that event. It was just so awesome. Just people just pour out their energy in a room, and they make it so just incredible to be there. I'm talking dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs. The same name of our group on Facebook. You want to join, we'd love to have you. Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs. And it was amazing being in Orlando, and it wasn't lost on me how far this journey has come, even since the first of the year. I got rid of the big house, got rid of the Mercedes, got rid of all the stuff I didn't want. Now I live in an 1840 farmhouse with our family of six, two dogs, three cats. It's been amazing, man. Debt has been paid down in over six figures. And it's no secret. We've gone through a challenging journey with our daughter. Throw a couple medical bills on there. But you know what's really been awesome is the outpouring of love from people in our community and all over the internet. I mean, and all around the world, the messages that come in, the encouragement, even people listen to this podcast as well, the daily great vibes that come. I bet you never regretted that. If you were somebody that sent me a nice message, an email, even if I didn't respond to the email, just know that I read it. I get a ton of those kind of correspondences. I'm horrible sometimes at getting back to people. I'm really good getting back to you on Twitter, not so good via email or Facebook probably. But know that I've read your message. Know that it planted a seed in my heart, and know that I've paid it forward to somebody else. Just know that, all right, even if I didn't respond. So let me ask you a question. Do you want to be of this world like everybody else? Do you want to go worship a false idol? Do you want to put God second and put material things first? Do you want to live a shallow life? Do you want to go buy that thing, unwrap it, bring it home, and have just a pit in your stomach? Like, why did I do that? I don't feel any better, and now I'm just in debt. How about this? Ready for me to drop some Bible verseage on you? And I got nothing in front of me. It's pure memory, so you've got an advantage because you can go Google it right now. I'm just going on memory, and I believe it's Matthew 6:33. All right, keep me honest. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then you'll have everything. That's the second part. I know it's seek God first. Seek God first and his kingdom. Do that, all right? And then you'll get everything. You'll get all the blessings that you'll ever want. That's Sam Crowley's version of Matthew 6:33. Go ahead and Google it. Keep me honest. I think I'm pretty close to it. I'm going off memory. It's a verse that just I heard over the past 72 hours. I believe I even may have seen it when I was driving back or flying back from Orlando, rather. And I've seen it more than once. Isn't that something? Isn't that funny, man? You start thinking something gets put on your heart, and you're like, I want to find you, God. I need more God in my life. I want to seek God first. I don't want to seek money first. I don't want to seek fame and fortune first. I want to seek God first because my time on earth, man, it is so freaking short. And so is yours. You ever lost somebody at a young age? And young being could be defined like, I think my mom was young at the age of 69. Gone. It's been 20 years. July 7th, 1997. You know, that's not very long. 69 years is not a long time. I'm 49 right now delivering this message to you. How old are you? How many years do you have left? When are you going to seek God and his kingdom and put him first? And that's what I did as recently as January 1st of this year. And look how my life has turned out. I couldn't even have painted a better 2017 than what's happened only because, and I give it all the glory to God. And that's the purpose of this podcast, once a week, to praise him, to encourage you to bring him closer and make him a focal point of your life, not money, not materialistic things, not that. And go help others because you'll never regret a good deed. You will never, ever regret a good deed. You'll regret a credit card payment. You'll regret shiny objects. It won't make you feel that great, but you'll never regret putting God first. You'll never regret a good deed. All right? And you'll never regret listening to this podcast, by the way. Those three things! So I hope this message resonated with you. Maybe your errand is up and you got to get going. Maybe you've already filled up the tank of gas. You went to the grocery store. You're still on the treadmill. Wherever this message finds you, understand that God loves you. He has a perfect plan. Not your plan. He has a perfect plan for your life. Would you spend some time with him and ask him what that looks like? And I bet I'll talk to you. All right? It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.